أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فرحوا بما عندهم من العلم وحاك بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained other great signs of His Qudrat, which are also His ni'mats and favors upon mankind, and that was the various forms of transport, animals that men have, which they use for transport also, which they use for eating, and for very many other purposes as well. And then Allah Ta'ala declared in a short ayat, Allah shows you His great, great ayats, but you turn away and you don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. And then again further, Allah invited the people of Makkah directly and all people that when you travel on earth, don't you see the signs of Allah, especially the ruins of the people of Thamud, etc., which are preserved till today. The ruins are preserved. Now Allah Ta'ala further explains, and this is also a very important and relevant lesson for us to learn. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ پھر جب پہنچے ان کے پاس رسول ان کے کھلی نشانیاں لے کر. All the clear signs of Allah everywhere, what your travels, you see the Qudrat and the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. When a person flies above the clouds and he sees the clouds beneath him and the various shapes and forms, and he ponders in there are great, great lessons also. However, Allah says, another great lesson I have sent, how manifest and clear has not Allah made Himself, that when I send my Rasuls, and with clear signs, the Rasul himself is a miracle of Allah Ta'ala, what his life is, what an exemplary life, what his teachings are. And together with that, I send him with miracles also, which clearly everyone can see. The miracle of Musa alayhi salam, his staff, his stick which turns into a snake, etc. The miracle of Salih alayhi salam, the camel Allah had given him. The living miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Quran Sharif, and the thousands of miracles at every step which Allah had blessed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with. All this was there. But then, فَرِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ اِتْرَانِ لَگِ اُس پَرْ جُو اُنْكَ پَاسْ تھی خَبَرْ. Then whatever knowledge they had, dunya's knowledge, they started boasting about this. Just like today, people of dunya and knowledge of dunya, in their hearts they are quite convinced we are superior than the people who have got knowledge of Quran and Hadith. In fact, a Hafiz himself who has got Quran, the knowledge of the Quran, if he becomes a doctor, on that he feels he is more superior. Not on the basis of the Quran. We also, dunya's knowledge, whether a person is a engineer, whether he is a doctor, or even the wealth of dunya, on that we feel we are better than other people. We respect the ulama, but in our hearts we feel we are better off than them. Whereas the reality is that only by the knowledge of Allah, knowledge of deen, is a person superior than other persons, and that also when he practices on that knowledge and he has got taqwa. However, these two opposing things always have been going in the world. So when the Rasuls came with their clear signs, always the people of dunya's knowledge opposed the Rasuls and the teachings of the Rasuls. And when that happened, Allah Ta'ala says, وَحَاكَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَخْزِيُونَ. اور اُلَتْ پَرِ اُن پَرْ وہ چیز جس پر تھتا کرتے تھے. And then what they used to joke and mock about, and they felt we are superior, that very basis of that fell back upon them. It boomeranged and hit them back again from the back again, and it completely destroyed them. As a result, فَلَمَّا رَوْ بَأْسَنَا پھر جب انہوں نے دیکھ لیا ہماری آفت کو, when they saw our punishment that came now, and Allah gives lot of respite, but then finally our punishment came and overtook them. At that time, قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَحَدَا بولے ہم یقین لائے اللہ اکیلے پر. At that time they said, we believe in the one and only Allah, and we realize He is the most superior and most powerful, and His knowledge about His Zat, about His being, His knowledge about His deen, His knowledge about Akhirah, that is the most superior thing. وَكَفَرْنَا بِمَا كُنَّا بِهِ مُشْرِكِينَ اور ہم نے چھوڑ دی وہ چیزیں جن کو ہم شریک بتلاتے تھے. And we have now disbelieved and disassociated ourselves with all those things that we were associating partners with Allah. That we have power, we have got technology, we got high tech, we have got satellites in the sky and we monitor everyone. We know the movements of everyone. We know the thinking of everyone. All that they denied now, we know nothing. Allah has got full knowledge. Allah is the one and only. He controls everything. But it was far too late. Once the punishment of Allah comes and a person brings iman, فَلَمْ يَكُ يَنْفَعُهُمْ إِيمَانُهُمْ لَمَّا رَوْ بَأْسَنَا پھر نہ ہوا کہ کام آئے ان کو یقین لانا ان کا جس وقت دیکھ چکے ہمارا عذاب. But now that it did not benefit them, that iman of theirs did not benefit them when they saw our punishment. When the things of ghaib become zahir, open, then that iman is not acceptable. If a person didn't bring iman genuinely from his heart, and at the time of maut, now he sees malakul maut, he sees the things of akhirat, and he brings iman, that iman does not help him. A person didn't make tawbah until he sees the clear signs of maut, though the people around him won't see it, but he sees it, and he makes tawbah now, that tawbah is not acceptable. Iman that is of value is not what we see with our eyes, but what we believe in our hearts. Without seeing Allah, without seeing the life of Akhirat, without seeing the angels, we all will feel if we see the Malaika, we will bring Iman. But that Iman is no value by Allah. Iman is that which you believe with your conviction on Allah Ta'ala. In your heart you believe. That is faith, that is Iman, and that has got value by Allah Ta'ala. سنت اللہ التي قد خلت في عباده رسم پری ہوئی اللہ کی جو چلی آئی اس کے بندوں پر. اللہ has got a system all along, and that system he makes, expresses it, makes it manifest, and the people of the world see it. And this hasn't happened once or twice from the time of Nuh alayhi salam. It has carried on until today, it's carrying on. What a long time that the signs of deen and of Allah are so clear, people don't believe. Then when Allah's tsunamis come, and Allah's earthquakes comes, and Allah Ta'ala's cyclones hit people, then when they bring iman, that iman is far too late and it's not acceptable. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْكَافِرُونَ اور خراب ہوئے اس جگہ منکر. And very bad is the condition of the disbelievers at such junctures when Allah's azab comes, and dunya's azab is still nothing. And today's kufr has come to such a point that in spite of all the azab, still people don't bring iman. Still they don't, the hearts don't soften up. So Allah Ta'ala says, very, very bad condition of this people when the azab of the akhirat will hit them. Then definitely they will bring iman, but that iman has got no value. That brings us to the end of the surah. And in the great, great signs of Allah have been mentioned, which we should take heed of and make our lives accordingly and submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. And in the ayat that we read today, Allah Himself has highlighted the great knowledge of deen, the value, the importance. Dunya's things is just a fake. And even that fake will only, the fraudulence of it will be known at the time of death, that we just believed and we carried on a fake thing. And the real thing is Akhirat. That time, even if we just had knowledge of Takhti or Yassarn al-Quran, we'll see the value of that. But then I hardly acquired anything of deeni knowledge. I excelled in dunya, and this I saw is just a fake, it's just a forgery, and that also is going to be left behind. So the real value of knowledge is that of deen, which is going to help a person, and the reality of that knowledge in this life, at the time of maut, and forever in the year after.